well, the different things you'd make out of the milk. I suppose you milked a good many cows.
Yes, I had lots of cows. My brother and I would do the milking.
Mm-hmm.
Just had one boy, and he had half the girls to do that boy too.
Mm-hmm. And what did you milk there? What did you catch the milk in?
Bucket.
Was it wood or?
Well, no, we had what we call 10 cups, half a gallon cups with a handle on it. Catch the handle and sit there and milk and milk and milk. Have a bucket that I pour it in and milk another cup full and pour it in that bucket.
Oh, you'd hold, you have to hold it the whole time.
Yeah, you have to hold it out on your cow and then I'd milk it full and pour it in this bucket.
I see.
Then go to the house and strain it, you know, and put the up in a plow over it, take it down and churn it.
Mm-hmm.
Make butter and make buttermilk.
I see.
And take them butter and mold it, you know, and put a little mold and put it. Drink the buttermilk and cook with it.
I see.
Some sweet milk too, if you want to drink sweet milk.
How did you keep the milk cold and the butter and things?
Well, we didn't have any refrigerators or anything then, you know. I had a cooler, we called it. And the first one I had was tin. It was good size. And it had a little tray in the top. I put my butter in the top and put my milk in this. Had a little pulley up over the well. Well's on the back porch. And let that down in the well on that little pulley, and when you wanted to pull it back up.
I see.
So we had our milk and butter in the well, you see.
That would be to keep it good and cool.
Mighty good and cool. Had a deep well and it was good and cool.
Did you ever hear of a dairy for to keep things cool in?
Well, they was on the outside of the house.
Oh, they were?
They built on the outside, yes, sir.
Now, would you explain that?
I don't know. We never had one, but that my neighbors did. It'd just be like a, kind of like that on it. Had shelves in it, you know, and you'd put your things in that outside.
Outside?
In a shady place, right up against the house.
Is that how they would say it? It was a... What would they call that then?
They called that the dairy.
That would be the dairy. Just that one little cupboard or cabinet.
Yes, it would be pretty wide.
Mm-hmm.
We never had one, but then our neighbors did and I saw them.
Oh, I see. Did you have a safe in the house?
Yes, sir, a safe.
Mm-hmm.
Old tin doors with the hearts and diamonds and stars cut in the tin, you know, drive it hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I see. So you call it a dairy if it was outside, and a safe it would
in
be
the kitchen.
Inside.
In the kitchen. Kept the dishes and things. Didn't have cabinets in the house. They didn't know what a cabinet in a closet was.
Mm-hmm.
Just bare walls. So we had kept in that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you more about the animals. What animals did you have on the farm? You mentioned goats.
Goats.
Children had goats mostly.
Yes, we had. My daddy loved kid meat.
Uh-huh.
He'd kill one every Saturday.
Is that right?
Dress it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to dress it just as quick as you killed it. They said it tastes like the skin. I don't know. He'd just cut his throat and hang him up and dress it right then.
Mm-hmm. What other things did you have?
We had chickens, ducks, and turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And geese, had some geese. Pick them and make feather beds.
Feather beds. Uh-huh. Where would you keep the chickens?
They had a house of their own.
They did?
Yard.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we just let them go run wild, you know, but then we had them in the yard and had a chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go back in that roof, we'd shut them up. Keep the owls from catching them.
I see. Did you ever have something that you put in the nest to fool a hen?